Now, my brothers and sisters, I cannot wait for special moments to minister anymore. In other words, I don't know whether it's Sunday or Wednesday. Okay? I'm serious about it because there's such a shifting going on in the spirit realm and the apostolic and the prophetic is ready to roll. And so I don't want you to think about a common Bible study. Don't think about it, because I'm going to say some things tonight that going to revolutionize your life. It's some things that the church caught a hold of that is wrong. And they became common. The church became common when they should be on top. But they took the measurement of the world and brought in the church when the church was supposed to be going into the world. And so a lot of things, I will say a few words tonight that the Holy Spirit is going to breathe on in your life and going to change it all at once. And when it changes, everything else around you is going to start changing. Real fast, real fast. It's a quickening effect that will happen in this building and in your heart tonight. I pray that we can receive it. I know you desire to receive it. It's very simple. Get your Bible. You're going to stand a little while tonight. Get your Bible. I drove out of the driveway coming here. I knew what he wanted me to do, but he said something to me when I left out of my driveway. I was putting around Junior House, and he spoke something to me. I was headed out. Very familiar scripture, but it wasn't in my text, but he put it in there because what he wants you to see something in Matthew chapter 11. Now, what has happened instead of the church, you and I, constantly operating in God's favor, we did like the world and we turned to labor. We tried to let our jobs take the place. The labor, the job, the plant, wherever you worked at, whatever business you try to bring up, we tried to let labor take the place of favor. So that's why we have a heaviness to a certain degree. Even in our prayer time, we're laboring. And God, through your prayer, God won't just come to him and get his favor. You don't have to labor, because the labor already has been done 2,000 years ago on a hill not far away. Now get this, because I'm going to go deep and deep into it. I'm going to show you how to switch from labor to favor. I'm talking about in your health, your finances, your family. I'm talking about everything. Matter of fact, I'm talking about retiring tonight. That's what I heard. I'm talking about retiring tonight. In other words, yeah, because you know you got it made. See, we were supposed to be teaching favor, and we let the world taught us labor. And ministers, by not yielding to the Spirit, they came with labor too. And so most of the pulpit is under labor. But God God designed for us to live by his favor. So he gave me the scripture in Matthew 11:25. Just stay with me. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise, worldly wise, see, and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. See, so the wise, so-called wise, brought the labor into the body of Christ, because the body of Christ was not taught how to operate in God's favor. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all still thinking about that little Mickey Mouse job. No, do your job, but your job is not your full support. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now that word revealed is very important, because favor functioned by revelation. Favor functioned by faith. Favor functioned by grace. Favor functioned by light. By you being able to see beyond what this world program has to offer. You don't live by the world program anymore. You don't live by your labor. You see, you're supposed to have favor breathing on all your labor. I'm going to ask you a question right here, and we'll finish reading. Why are you set at an amount every month that's going to come in? You labeled latrine. Favor has no amount. You follow me, son? Favor has no amount. So when you change your thinking, we're pioneering tonight. Pathfinding, we're pace setting. So this is a fresh message from heaven. And you're going to need to apply your faith to know that you have no level, no limit, and no timetable. Because when you stand in your grace space, which is a space of favor, which is a space of divine light, to see things that the world can't see. Jesus. See, I'm going to deal with it tonight. We're going to deal with developing favor decreeing faith. You're going to stop letting labor hold your life down. And after the night, you're going to start decreeing and deciding your favor from God. No man, no company, no business can pay you like God will pay you. Now, how many understand we've been living by labor? I mean, we're just like we don't have a God to a certain extent. We're praying with too much labor. Bible said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. We find mercy and grace in time of need. So everything, if you're listening tonight, now I got to talk with you because I'm going to open up a lot of things tonight. If you're listening, there's a life shifting. Let me say something. I heard it just now. In your laboring, you've been drifting. After tonight, your life will be shifting. From one level to another level with grace wrapped around you. Which and God been trying to wrap his grace around you, but we pray, we read the Bible, and then go ask somebody else for advice. And all they know is label. You're the one supposed to be teaching the favor. You're supposed to teach the favor. You're supposed to live the favor. You're supposed to have manifestation and dominion in favor. God is a God of favor. He's not a God of label. You are, everyone on the sound of my voice, here and all online, you're in the position where you are because even though you're a child of God, but you have not decreed and decided fully that my life in every aspect going to live in God's favor. Now, in God's favor, the reason they don't have label, because everything already paid for. Yeah. Now, I'm going to say one that the world not going to lack. The house you lack, already paid for. Yeah. But you've been trying to labor to get it. Now, I will say you all who've been around a while, it's not too late. We just beginning, baby. You understand? Now, let me read the scripture. Now, the scripture will take on a new connotation because it took it on to me today, and I've been reading it for 50 years. Because when the Lord says, I want you to teach them developing favor, decreeing faith. And I said it another way that I want you to have. I got to teach you the power of decrees more tonight. Decreeing supernatural favor on your life now. Decreeing supernatural favor on your life now. Stop counting them hours. Stop looking for overtime. It's time to put it in overdrive. Spiritually. He will take care of you. He will make a difference, and you will not be burdened with all the mess they've brought in the church. They're trying to organize business in the church and have you laboring and laboring and laboring and laboring. My life is an example. When he told me quit my job, I didn't know what he told me. Quit laboring. And go on and walk. And I call you, go on and walk in my favor. And the favor pay it all. Yes. So now this scripture make a whole lot of opening to me. It's not my text, but it's a sort of word here. In the 28th verse now. I want you to think about, while we're reading it, I want you to think about labor and favor. Now I want you to change your night. Yes, sir. Change your prayer life. Change your meditation. Change your praise, change your worship, change everything to God's favor. So Jesus talks about revelation. See, God's favor is a revelation. You have to have a revelation of God's favor. See, you can't read God's favor. The world system has, listen carefully, no regulation on God's favor. Now, y'all didn't know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm saying. Your life after the night will not be regulated by the system. In your prayer time and in your meditation now, favor going to flood you out. Hallelujah. Some of y'all have been so faithful. And God want to do so much for you. And I think from switching from labor to favor, the flow going to start. See, Satan's job was to get us in the hole, in the labor frame like the world. See, the world don't have our favor. Say favor.
Favor.
Say label.
Favor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Not, you understanding the two, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You understand I'm not putting your job down, but I'm putting it down.
Yes, sir.
In its rightful place. Thank God for a good job.
Yes, sir.
But it's not my source. So you're going to start saying, I'm living under God's favor.
I'm living under God's favor.
Favor coming to me right now.
Many ways.
Now, in talking to you, I'm trying to get it out. In talking to you, I just heard the Spirit says, favor is exchanged with my blessings. So now you can understand verse 28. Even got the word in there. Come unto me, all ye that
labor.
And what happened? Heavy laden. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I see you in the church saying goodbye,
goodbye.
To labor and heavy laden.
By revelation.
That God's favor,
God's favor
is on me.
Not because I'm so good,
but somebody good died for me. You understand that? Come unto me. In other words, come unto me by revelation. Because the verse 25 and 26, 27 say the only way you can come into what God have for you is by revelation. And so tonight, we're going to come into a revelation of unearned blessing. Because I'm going to make a statement here. I'm asking the Lord to shine the lights on your bills. And show you how to walk out of them. He can do it so easy. He can do it tomorrow, man. He can do it. He just needs somebody walking in revelation. You follow what I'm saying? And listen, my brother and sister, there's nothing wrong wanting to be free from anything. So don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let this world say, there's nothing wrong. If something is rightfully mine, I want it. So he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So we're about to come to him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you learn how to walk in my favor, you will sit down now. I'm going to read from Job 22. Now, Job 22, 21 through 29 serve as a maturing factor. Maybe I should read it that way. I may not get, but I need to read it, Job 22, because I want... It has been said that this man is accusing Job wrong, but he accusing the church right. He said that Job's friend is accusing him wrong in this text, but he accusing the church right. What you mean by that? I mean that we've switched from favor to labor, and I mean that our acquaintance has not been strong enough with God to don't care what nobody else say, this the way I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want to talk to me tonight.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be strong. If you, to walk in God's favor, you got to be strong because you're going to be dialing the one label.
Yes, yes.
And they're going to say, you're going out your mind. You're just religious. They say that about me, but they want my mind now. They calling me and writing me letters, sending money. They won't tie back in. Because I'm living stress-free. Say the same thing. I'm living stress-free. Yeah, you connected, right? Well, you got a right to it. Now, Job 22, turn there. I'm just going to read these verses because there's a... To switch from label... Living by labor to living by favor, going to call for spiritual maturity. You understand? You got to mature because there's so much design for you to think normal. Like the world system, you think just like they think. There's such a design for you to think normal, but by revelation, you don't think normal no more. See, you got, look. To live in favor, you're going to have revelation.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But I pray to God that you realize the shifting that these moments is making in your life. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to come. In your dream, your meditation, your prayer. He's going to come. He's going to show you more. But we're getting started tonight.
Yes, sir.
Now in Job 22:21, and I underline some words in my Bible, I underline that word acquaint. That mean getting close to, you know, getting close to. Acquaint not ourselves with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to thank favor there.
Yes, sir.
I go to the next verse. Then he said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. And a very familiar scripture you can take is Joshua 1:8.
Yes,
it'll tell you. You talk about good success and prospering. Told you how to do it. All right. Then you go to the 23rd verse. If thou return to the Almighty. You say, but I didn't leave. Yeah, you did. Pulpit-wise, the pulpit left him. They start entertaining. They start emotionalizing. And they have not trained the body of Christ apostolically, government, and prophetic foreseeing. And there's a remnant that, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's a remnant that God is bringing back into apostolic seeing, hearing, and understanding.
Yes, sir.
The government of God,
yes,
belongs to them.
Yes,
and they're going to start saying things,
yes,
and it's going to come to pass.
Yes, sir.
You have to know you can do this yourself.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be no pope. You have to be no bishop to do this. You sons and daughters of God, you have divine right to all of God's favor.
Yes.
Write that down. I have divine rights to all of God's favor. Right?
Amen.
So verse 22 says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his word in thine heart. Live by it. That's what he's talking about. And then Job's friend said, if thou return to the Almighty. Now I'm saying that the church has to return to the Almighty. Oh, we got dancing and singing, and we got a lot of good things happening, but the body of Christ at large is suffocating because they don't know how to walk by faith and not by sight because they're stuck on label and they don't understand. You seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Just keep listening. Keep listening. Verse 23, if thou return to the Almighty. So we return to the Almighty.
Yes,
Thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. Be no problem. The blessing of God, when you understand how good God is, you ain't going to have no sin in your life. Then he said, and then, you know, they won't cut this out of the Bible. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stones of the brook. That means you're going to be blessed. Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. What does that mean? Plenty of money? Oh. Verse 26. For then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and lift up thy face unto God. Trust in him, you see. Thou shalt not. Now, I have a statement I'm going to make that's going to shake you. But when I explain it, you're going to understand better. And when I saw this, it shook me up. But then I came back into the spirit and understood what he was saying. It's a real powerful statement. And so don't write me off before I finish telling you. I better read that script for you in the Amplified Bible so you'll be more amplified before I give it to you. In verse 27 of King James Version, thou shalt make thy prayer. Underline prayer, because I want you to show you, I want to show you prayer come before decreeing. Okay. But in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you decreeing is higher than prayer.
Yes, sir.
Praying, you're asking for something. Decreeing, you're telling something. But you have to be able to pray the decree. All right. So he said in verse 1, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Then we get to our text now, verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That's decreeing. We don't know about that too much. Then he said, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say in your decreeing, there's a lifting up. Something going wrong in your life, you decree it, there's a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Now, in the Amplified Bible, in verse 28, and listen very carefully, and no, you shall also decide and decree a thing. You see it? And it shall be established for you. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon your way. So I want you to remember tomorrow and the next day and next week, God's favor light is shining on me. Good God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. God's favor light is shining on me. In other words, by shining on me, I'm going to have pathways open to me because that light going to cause men to open doors for me. In other words, I'm going to live in a favor anointed. I don't care what your case is tonight. I don't care how long it's been. All you do, listen. I feel the Holy Spirit dancing. I feel the angel's wing flapping. I'm telling you, all you got to do is listen. Because he want his church, he want a remnant of his people to walk in his favor, not in labor. We're going to have enough labor. I remember working overtime, working all night at them plant, still broke. ye shall also decide and decree a thing. See, decreeing is a decision. Decreeing is not asking for permission. And it shall be established for you. And what he said, it shall be established, right?
Yes, sir.
For you. For you. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon your way. And then he said in the 29th verse, when they make you low, you will say, there's a lifting up. Don't agree with them. And the humble person, he lifts up and say. That's reading the Message Bible. You'll pray to him and he'll listen. He'll help you do what you have promised. You decide what you want and it will happen. What? Your life will be bathed in light. My goodness. And when I made the statement that decreeing is higher than prayer, it shocked me. But you have come to the point of trusting God so much, you begin to operate in your divine rights to decide based on revelation. See, you've spent time with him praying, and you got so acquainted with him, he talked to you now. See, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And so I handle things different because by being in the Spirit, I can hear and see and say. Come on, put that down. Hear, see, and say. And it happened. Hearing, seeing, and saying in the Spirit. Not in a union book, in the Bible. You begin to operate in your divine rights to decide based on revelation. Then you say it. Then God breath of favor breathe on what you say. Here's what decreeing do for you when you turn from labor to favor. Decreeing the favor of God on your life daily. You got that?
Yes.
Not failure, not fear, but favor. Decreeing faith. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. That's a favor verse. Because I always knew it was a grace verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So if we got the blessing in heavenly places in Christ, earth must bow to what we say. My point is, we live too regular for who we are. Our testimonies are too weak. Because we shift from God's favor to labor. We shift from revelation to sin. See, we got to go back to revelation, and revelation will change what we see. We're designed to live by revelation. My goodness. And so when I was studying and meditating, and I want you to be able to answer this, write it down tonight. What flavor of favor you need on your life right now? What flavor of favor you need on your life right now? Go on and decide it and claim that it's upon your life. When you start operating in favor, nothing looks impossible no more. Because you're not depending on your labor. What flavor of favor you need on your life right now? Healing, health, finances, family, business? What you need? Turn to Luke chapter 1. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She let it drop down on the inside of you. Yeah. Tonight, your life go in another dimension. Come on now, I want y'all to recognize what's going on in here. In my 50-something years, I never preached this. You see what I'm saying? This is at another dimension. You're talking about switching from labor to favor? And you mean to tell me I've been doing all this labor trying to get my family, get things together, and I could have been operating under favor? It's operating under revelation without ritual. Listen, regular is gone from your life forever tonight. You cannot live under revelation and live regular or routine or ritual. Favor, listen, is God being romantic with you. See, I'm saying that to come in my spirit, you see. I heard him say that. He said, I want to be romantic with you. I want to get close to you. I want to hug you. I want to provide for you. I want you to know I'm your God. I want to heal you. I want to go against everything everybody else saying about you. Let me do it. Get in my favor. Expect me to do something out of the ordinary. I'm not an ordinary God. That stuff you're asking for is ordinary. Ask me for something you can't do. So I just heard it. Favor is a romantic word. I want to love you and pour everything I got out on you. I want you to live like me. So you didn't come here tonight and got remastered upon intimacy. See, now you're gonna have to step out. See, we're not, because of revelation and because of proper teaching, we're not gonna do something stupid and fanatical. They that wait on the Lord. You see, so we're not teaching this get rich quick scheme or something. You go do something foolish. No. Just keep doing what you're doing now and keep listening. He'll tell you what turn to make. I stayed on that job 13 years and didn't like not one day. Had a good job, but I didn't like it. Because I wanted to read the Bible. I wanted to pray. But I stayed there 13 years. Then one day he told me, he said, walk. My condition not no better. I've been there 13 years. I've been bringing that check to my wife, and as soon as she get in her hand, it go the other way. But he told me quit. So I'm not really talking secondhand information. You tell me how many people walk off a job, got three kids. And all of them? How many I had? Three? Then I tried to help him, you know, I'm going to drive a school bus. Got to do something else, you know, you got to do. And boy, he caught me on that bus one day and sacked me out. I didn't even bring the bus back where it's supposed to go. I parked it and left. Getting off this bus, man. Trying to help him. See, you have to listen. Sit down. Let me finish. Oh, my goodness. Luke chapter 1. Verse 28. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou art thou that art highly favored. Let me say something to you that I'm hearing right now. He haven't run out of favor. And he want me to tell you tonight, thou art highly favored. All stress, all worry, all disappointment must leave you tonight, because the same God that sent that angel to Mary is coming to you tonight and telling you, because you are his child, you are highly favored. So I advise you to stay drunk with favor. Drink that favor. Drink that favor. The blood got favor in it. Now y'all know, I know y'all some hard-working women, hard-working men, all your life, just wake. Well, tonight, you know what I'm talking about, Ronald. We working them plants. Tonight, we were laboring. We were just laboring. See, you got to get to a point where you get enough revelation that you're beyond labor, even though you're laboring. And then all of a sudden, favor walk in your pathway and tell you that's enough of this. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You're highly favored. The Lord with you. You're blessed. I'm highly favored. The Lord with me. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. The Lord with me. I'm blessed. Now, not one of you all should be the same after tonight. Not one, because apostolically God has taken you from labor to favor. You're going to have to catch the revelation. You're going to have to let the Holy Spirit take you further down the road, but you ought to hear it tonight. You know about the label. And you've said the word favor. But no, the Lord is putting his favor on you tonight. Look at the tonight voice. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Now, if you're not in revelation, favor will trouble you. If you're not in revelation, what I'm teaching tonight troubling you. You see, I mean, you're trying to go along with me because I'm your apostle and your pastor, but I'm talking about deep down, if you don't watch yourself, this will trouble you, because you wonder, how can this be? All these years I've been going, and you come here and tell me this tonight? Why you didn't tell me 50 years ago? See, this girl shook up when she heard the real power of favor. It shook her up. How many online? 1,278. So we're making a transition, listen, and a transfiguration tonight. See, when you start talking about favor, she shook up. The angel told her, "You highly, highly favored." She said, "Look," and the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the High, and the Lord of God shall give him the throne of his father. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever." She couldn't catch on to it. When you get down to 37th verse, it's favor. Now, I'm preaching it and I'm living it. That's why no young, I thought to use another word, come tell me tomorrow I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. You ain't got, how you gonna come? I don't care what kind of car you drive. That car, your car can't make you no apostle and prophet. And you ain't no more than 27 years old talking about you an apostle. You ain't got out the diaper yet. But y'all getting all crazy about them because they got all these little gimmicks with them and they're talking to y'all, "I prophesied over you." And they got charisma. But they don't have no credentials. I hate to say this, but I heard a guy say he's so high as a prophet, he can't witness. I wouldn't know what to tell him. My language is so strong, I wouldn't know what to do. The witness appointed said, I'm too high to witness. I said, "Jesus." I heard a man say it, and he got large following. Large stupidity. You gonna catch a hold of that? Nobody too high to witness. I don't care what kind of revelation you got. So here's what got to happen for that favor. Look in 37 verse. When she wasn't confessed, for with God nothing shall be impossible, right? Yes. That's part of favor, you know. Yes. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel said, "All right, you got it, girl." She left her. All right. She was highly favored. Yep. Say, I'm highly favored. The rest of my life. Turn to Luke 2 now. We're going to look at another statement here, another thing that I want to show you. I want you to write in your note, let's look at Jesus' threefold increase in life. Jesus' threefold increase in life. Otherwise, Jesus increased in three things. Put that text on the board, Luke 2:52. That is. And Jesus increased in what? And what else? Stature means age. And in favor. Now, when you take in this revelation of favor, men gonna start giving you favor. They're not gonna know why. I got people do things for me right now, they don't know why they're doing it. But it's favor. They didn't drift into my favor. My goodness. 1 Samuel 2:26. Put it on the board for me. 1 Samuel 2:26. You can grow in favor. He says, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. See, he had that favor on him. See, I have the same favor on me. Right now, and I'll see changes tomorrow. Now just let the favor work. Don't go saying, oh, open your mouth. Just let the favor work. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let me make this statement. You get what you want out of it. Decreeing favor, growing in favor, and increasing in favor. Psalm 5:12. It's a good one for you. Psalm 5, wearing the shield of favor. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. How many righteous? With labor. With labor will thou compass him as with a shield. How many of y'all been wearing that labor shield? Body of Christ, the Lord is wearing a labor shield. That's a shield the devil put on you. The night you change that thing, that's right. With favor would I compare him as with a shield. I'm protected by God's favor. I can't fail because I got favor. You favor can't fail. So now I'm wearing the shield of favor. Turn to Genesis 26. I'm going to close in a minute. Genesis 26, 27. You can see when one is wearing the favor of God. You can see it. It'd be on their life. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come you to me, seeing you hate me and have sent me away from you? Give me the next verse. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, as between us and thee. And let us make a covenant with thee. Go to the next word. Thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, thou art now the blessed of the Lord. You can see, it when it's on somebody. You got to get where you walk in the room, the favor bell start ringing. Now, very quickly, our words shapes the world we live in. We got to speak words of favor. Yes. This is the underlying spiritual principle behind making faith proclamation. Okay. I'll tell you a verse the Lord showed me today, and I never associated with favor. Mark 11:23. See, faith cannot cover favor because faith can't work without favor. Let me say it again. Faith can't work without grace. Grace put it in place, and faith enabled it to come down here. Grace put it in place. And so faith lock in the grace and bring it down here. I hope you have not been trying to operate in faith without grace. See, grace put it on display. Faith tie in the grace and manifest it. So that next project, don't you just put faith on it. Put grace on it. It's just like faith cannot work without hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you ain't got no hope, faith ain't got nothing to give no substance to. Say favor three times.
Favor.
See, with favor, You don't have to earn it. I'm going to say something. I don't know how good it could come across. Labor is the undertaker. Favor is the partaker. How many of y'all can see that now? Yeah, I mean, you're just under all the time. Just under. But favor, you partake of. You can't be prevented. You can't stop. With favor, all racism is eradicated. With favor, every culture have to bow at the name of Jesus. They can't stir you up. You got favor on you. I really believe you can smell favor. Pray to walk in the room, they just got something, they just got something going on. Man rolled up. I'd preach. You know, and the Spirit of the Lord came. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. And we went back to have some refreshment after the meeting. And we sat down, everybody sat down. All of a sudden, a preacher jumped up and said, I can't hold it no more. I said, what the matter, man? He said, I just, you come flying through the air. Nobody never heard of you. You come flying through the air with your own jet and come talking about money coming, the money keep on coming. Well, where you come from? We've been living, we've been having meeting and everything, and you wasn't at none of them, and you come here. I had favor on me. I got it close. I didn't get it far. I got some favor decrees I'm going to give you. I'm not going to give them to you tonight, though. It's too late. Take this down. When we make a faith-filled decree, according to the Word of God, when we make a faith-filled decree, that's a decision. That's a decided declaration. Because you're doing it by revelation, right? When we make a faith-filled decree, according to the Word of God, we are releasing the authority and power of heaven into the earth. And what we decree will be established. I'm going to go over it. I'm going to give it to you again. Because it's so important. All right, you got to get this. When we make a faith-filled decree, now listen, according to the Word of God, we are releasing the authority and power of heaven into the earth. And what we decree will be established. Yes. Amen. Do you know that one statement there? The whole night, the whole Bible study. That one statement tonight. You mean I got all this power in me? Yes. And what we decree will be established. So the word established in the verse Job is Q-U-V-M, among whose means are to raise, arise, stand, raise up, stand up. What we decree will arise. Today or tonight, God is waiting for you to decree His word in your life and the life of your loved one. Nothing happened until you release the decree. Now, what have you not said about the situation? You prayed about it. You've asked the Lord to have mercy and give you grace on it. But won't you just stand up and decide how you're going to come out? I believe, my sister, in decreeing you become a divine police. A divine police. In other words, you're a heaven policeman. And everything got to yield to what you say.
Yes, sir.
Your decree locks Satan and demons up. Behold, I give you power. And then what that voice they say, I give you a mouth and wisdom. In Luke 21, what that voice? I give you a mouth and a wisdom that the enemy can't gain, say no, resist. Find that voice. We got to find that voice before we leave here tonight. I think it's in Luke 21. What? 21:15. Y'all go to put 21:15 on the board. I'm going to close on that. I can't go no further. Luke 21:15. Here is a description I just found out about decreeing. That voice cleared up. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. So when you start decreeing like that, there is no power when your mouth become a decreeing mouth. For I will give you a mouth filled with favor, revelation, and wisdom. You remember we said what Jesus increased in? Wisdom, favor, and what? And what else? Stature. For I will give, and tonight, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. Give me that voice in 1 Corinthians 12, what? 12:13. All right. Turn to, I'm closing, but I'm going to give you a voice here. 1 Corinthians, it's not about the subject I'm going to give you, because I want to get you completely out of debt, and I want you, and some of y'all out of debt I know already. But I'm going to get you where you want to have to hold on to what you got. All right. What the scripture is, 1 Corinthians 12, 2 Corinthians 12:13. Put it on the board, son. But you're going to catch a hold. Now, Paul, as an apostle, told the people that I'm just as great as any other apostle. But he says, "For in that verse there, for what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches?" You see what he said? Apostle told him that. Except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you, forgive me for this wrong. In other words, I didn't tell you you're supposed to give. And it created a burden on you because you'll never have what God wants you to have if you're not taught how to give. Your tithe and your seed. Baby, take care of it. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Online, pay your tithe, sow your seed. Because I'm aiming to get all y'all out of debt. And I'm aiming to get all your dream met. I have done what I'm teaching. It works. You don't have to beg. You don't. Just give your tithe. Now, I'm a giver. And so, and when this minister gives, that means you giving. Today, the 700 Club was on, and I said, I called my secretary, I said, send them $500 a month. It's doing so many great things and helping people, because we already got four or five people already helping the Jews and different people. I said, send them $500. Tell them I'm going to give them $500 a month. So when I do that, that's you too. Then the Lord said, that's not enough. I said, call him back and tell him I'm sending $5,000 right now. And I'm going to give $5,000. What I want, $1,000 a month? I said, and tell him I'm going to give $1,000 a month. Now, so in doing that, your seed is in there. Y'all ain't got no business not increasing. But do your tithing, do your sowing for your benefit. I tell you what, I give it to, for God's benefit and your benefit. So God's work can go on and your work can go on. Tithing and sowing. That's the way you do it. Tithing and sowing. Because you should not be under this world financial obligation. Okay, the Father made a way for you. So I'm going to let Leroy come, but y'all are... You know that Malachi 3 said, bring ye the tithe in the storehouse. Prove me not your will, said I will not open. What? The wonders of heaven. pull you out a blessing. He didn't say how long to bring it. Just bring it. But I promise you, I did it when I was broke. I started tithing when I was broke. In the normal dialect, I wasn't able to tithe. See, that's what Satan tell you, because he don't want you to get out from under it, you know. But I did it, and, you know, like now, I can't give less than $1,000 in any office. Anywhere I am, he told me, he said, no, you always got to have $1,000 seed. I'm a tither, but if I'm at any church or anything and God tell me to give an offering, I can't give $500. I left the $500 category. I left the $50 category. I left the $5 category. I remember Fred Price. He's gone home to be the Lord. I'm sitting there with hundreds of ministers, probably 1,000. And every year, Fred get up and say, I'm giving $50,000 to Brother Hagin Ministry. I sit there for years and look at him. And I look at all them other fellas just sitting there grinning. And I see Fred just leaving all us behind. Y'all remember that, John? Fred, I said, wait, I'm going to get up here. I think I had $5,000. I'm getting up here. I'm going. When he go up next year, I'm going with him. And I went from five, and then I went on up like him, up the line. Don't let nobody shake you in your giving. Just be steadfast and hold your faith. You're going to be all right. I promise you, God's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Yes, sir. Yeah, God bless. God bless. God bless.